This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Shadows in the Sunset, three novellas. The author is Jonathan Farris. Jonathan Ray Hernandez Farris is of Colombian and Mexican descent. He's a multifaceted artist with ties to painting, music, and writing. Born and raised in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California. Happy to have Jonathan Farris join me now here on Speaking of Writers. Johnny, welcome to this program.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your first book out on Writers Republic. It also, by the way, is available at writersrepublic.com and amazon.com as well.
Yes, thank you.
So what is the story behind this book, the three novellas? How did this come to be?
It was probably my first couple of stories I've written. I've written a couple of short stories before then, but like these were like very long and personal things that inspired me to make these. And they stem from like certain moments in time and certain memories. And yeah, that's really what it is. It's like capturing like some sort of youth that I had for a while. I'm still young, but this was around 2017 I wrote these books.
So let's talk about a little bit about the three novellas. The first one is the title of the book, Shadows in the Sunset. What is that all about?
Yeah, Shadows in the Sunset. So me and my friends took a trip to Big Sur one day, one weekend during the summer, and it was right after high school. And those moments really stuck with me. During the time, I would like just step out for a second and just like write the things that were going on or describe certain things I saw. And it's that's all it is. It's a story about just friends like hanging out and being together. And the setting is Big Sur. And it just, with that, I wanted to capture something that couldn't be relived. And I want people to like finish the story like smiling. That was like the point of it.
And beautiful sunsets in Big Sur too.
Yeah, very beautiful. Yeah. The title itself, it was like it just came together when me and a couple friends were just like watching the sunset.
Mm.
Yeah.
Underland is the second novella. What's Underland all about?
Underland, there's a big country fair in Oregon, in a small town called Veneta. And me and my cousin went one time, and same thing. I was just writing on the sidelines of like moments and things that were happening and descriptions. But the whole take is like from the perspective of someone who's half mad, like insane, you know? So, you know, you're familiar with Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes, the place was actually called Underland, and when Alice overheard it, she thought they said Wonderland. So, you know, that's where the title comes from itself. And it's simply just two friends going to the country fair, and the main character, James, he has a perspective, a unique perspective of just wanting to be a journalist. He's not a journalist in the sense that he hasn't been published or he doesn't write for a paper, but he is a journalist in the sense that he writes everything that's going on around him, and he hoards his work. And Summer, the second main character in the story, just like kind of just is there to like screw his head back on, you know, and remind him that he's here.
How much of you is in James?
A good amount, because in reality, when we went to the fair, we used fake names, so I was James in reality. But yeah, there's a lot of just commentary, just wildness, that like stream of consciousness wildness that has come out of me that like that usually wouldn't come out in public, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The third story, the third novella, is A House with No Progression. What is that all about?
A House with No Progression is simply a writer, a young man, going slowly insane in his house. And he lives in like a giant house in the north, so up near Washington, close to Portland. And it's a two-part story. And the first part, like, I don't want to reveal anything, but like, it's his perspective. And then the third part is what's really going on, you know? And it's supposed to be my take on a horror. I grew up watching horror, and I'm a big fan of the genre. So it's just my take on a horror, and it's just about one person slowly going insane. I would like to add that all three of these stories connect. Either they're the same character or it's written by the character, the actual story, if that makes sense.
We're chatting with Jonathan Farris here on Speaking of Writers, his new book, three novellas, Shadows in the Sunset. Johnny, you're a multifaceted artist. I mentioned that in the introduction. So as an artist, what do your images mean?
My images have a lot of meaning. So I paint, but I also use a mixed medium of things. And what comes into the paintings are pages from my notebook. And I write and draw a lot. So if you look at a piece of work that I've done, you could see that there's much more there. There's words that mean more to the actual image at hand. There's smaller images. It's just... I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, as an artist, what do your images mean?
They mean a lot. They just... there's more to them than meets the eye.
Have you always been a writer? Have you always been writing? Have you kept a journal?
Yeah, I've been writing poetry as a young middle school. I started writing poetry, and my poems became rap songs, and then my rap songs became poems again, and then my poems became stories. I was very much inspired by my senior year literature teacher of high school. She inspired me a lot, and she taught me about like American literature, and it made me want to move forward. And that's been my main thing. I doodled when I was a child, and I didn't start drawing again until around 2019. I would always doodle in the margins, but mostly I would write.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes you just need that one teacher who inspires you. And, you know, sets you off on that course. All it takes sometimes is just one.
Yeah, really though, like I didn't have like a fondness of the craft until I met her, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about this book? First published book for you, Shadows in the Sunset. What was the feeling like when you got it published?
It was good. I was traveling during the time. So it was kind of like, I didn't realize it had been published until like I got to my destination, and it felt good. It was something I needed to do for my younger self. Like I know he's like looking into the future proud, you know. And like I said, again, these are like three core stories that came out of me and that were very important to me at a younger age. So it feels really good.
What's been the feedback from family and friends from the novellas?
So some people are still reading it, and but from what I've heard so far, pretty good. Yeah, they just like the stories. They said it makes them smile, the first two, for sure.
So what is next for you in your writing? Are you working on another book, another few novellas?
Yeah, I'm working on Paradise. I'm working on a novel about Paradise. Mm. Yeah, so I started back in 2000 with the concept back in 2016. I started writing it in 2017, and I haven't stopped. I've stopped for months at a time, but I've been continuously writing this novel, and I've rewritten it. And I'm very excited for it. It's going to be titled The Wrong Side of Paradise.
Johnny, what's your process like? Do you use an outline or you let the story unfold as you're writing it?
I write an outline at times. Outline just because they're fun. Outlines are fun to have, just the words like all lined up. And then sometimes I'll like rip it up and use it in a painting. But I write notes. I write a lot of notes. So since I've been writing it for so long, they're always called Paradise Notes. Paradise Notes 1, 2, 3. And it's just like small sentences of what I think, what I find very pleasing to the ear. And just on the topic as well of paradise, Los Angeles, dreams, and whatnot. But yeah.
What's the main message that you would like readers to take away from Shadows in the Sunset, the three novellas?
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy moments. Capture moments as much as you can. Me, myself, I'm like the type of person to be engulfed in the moment for sure, but like I'm taken out of it at times, and I want to encourage people to try to like stay in that mode of just like being engulfed in the moment, because I think it's very important, and it leads to like memories that are just beautiful and meaningful. And I think in the future, when you look back, like in the future, all you have like is memories, you know? So I would encourage people to like just be engulfed in your moments.
He's Jonathan Farris. The book is Shadows in the Sunset. It is three novellas, his first book, available at writersrepublic.com and also amazon.com as well. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Steve.
And this is Speaking of Writers.